The Lord be with you.
Oh, for the gift to see ourselves as others see us. That was a gift that Scottish poet Robert Burns wanted. But I want to talk to you about a far better gift than that. And that is to see ourselves as God sees us. That really is what is most important. Because the truest thing about you is not how others see you. It's not how you see you, but how God sees you. As a pastor and a chaplain for many years, I've listened to a lot of people. And I've come to the conclusion that the major cause of most spiritual problems, the major cause of most emotional problems as Christians, comes from our failure to see ourselves as God sees us. So I want to read just a brief passage of scripture that I find to be so freeing, so life-giving, as it helps me to see myself as God sees me, and I pray that it will help you too. I'm looking at Paul's letter to the Colossian Christians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, I read. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. Hey, that was my story. And it was your story too. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, Christ has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. That is the gospel. That is the good news of how God looks at you and me because of Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul says that Christ has reconciled us to God. He has put us right with God through his atoning death on the cross. That was God's purpose for the cross. That was the mission entrusted to Jesus, to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. Now, this Greek word translated to present, it has the idea of the introduction and presentation of a bride. We see the sense of the word over in Ephesians chapter 5, where Paul is instructing husbands how to love their wives, that they are to love their wives as Christ loved his bride, the church. And he gave himself for the church, he says, to present the church to himself in splendor, without a spot, or wrinkle, or anything of the kind. That was the purpose of Christ's coming. That was the purpose of his atoning death, to present you to himself in splendor, without a spot, or wrinkle, or anything of the kind. Now, back to Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22, where again, Paul says, and you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, Christ has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy. Holy. That means that God has set you apart for himself. Holy. That means that you are special to him, that you belong to him, that he has set you apart for his service in the world. To present you as holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. Now this word translated irreproachable, it was a Greek word. It was a judicial term right out of the first century law court. And it means that no charge can be brought against you. You are irreproachable. That there is no one who can ever accuse you before God, that you are blameless. The law cannot accuse you. God will not accuse you because he has reconciled you to himself, made you to be one with him in Christ. So how does God see you today? He sees you as holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. For you see, the truest thing about you, how God sees you, that is who you really are. So that the Christian life is simply being who we really are, living as the persons God already sees us to be by the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. I'm told that a baby first learns that it is loved. as the baby sees the mother's smile. And I hope for you today that you see God's smile, as God has reconciled you to himself through Jesus Christ, and he sees you as holy and blameless and irreproachable before him. I want to close with a hymn by Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf. He was a German nobleman who gave away his great estate and wealth in order to provide shelter and care for Christians going through persecution. Here are the first few stanzas of a hymn that he wrote that helps me to see myself as God sees me because of Christ. And I hope it helps you too. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand in thy great day, for who aught to my charge shall lay. Fully absolved through these I am from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. And I pray that that's how you see yourself today. Fully absolved, free from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. Because that is, after all, the gospel, the good news. I'm Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.